Wow. My hand. How do you do that?
Your hand has got nothing to do with it. Don't make it hard on yourself. Don't fight it. You should have seen what I had to go through.
Who am I working for? Is there a way for me to get out?
There's no way out.
Well, how about a transfer?
Do you want me to spell it out for you?
All right.
After a mandatory waiting period of 1 year, a request may be submitted. After processing, there is a review followed by an analysis and then an opinion.
Why so long?
That's just the beginning. Next, you'll have a preliminary hearing before a panel of employment, which can be held before or after a study by the Forum of Eligibility, concurrent with an impact report issued by the Roundtable of Qualification, but preceded by a financial breakdown approval from the Managing Committee, during which an investigation will be conducted by the Bureau of Oversight and Foresight, but only in conjunction with your training finals, confirmed by the Office of Tests, Regulations and Inquisitions. And then, and only then, do you face... No! Do you have the privilege of appearing before the Board of Interviews? And if you thought the first half was difficult, you haven't gone through anything yet. Because they'll shake you. Oh, will they shake you? They'll turn you upside down, inside out, over, under, and through the middle. You won't know if you're coming, going, leaving, leaping, standing, sitting, or just plain spinning. But do you know why, St. Kilda? Do you have any idea why? Because we have to answer to the highest authority. We report to the big kahuna, number one, the big man himself. We have to be a little bit extra careful about whom we let in, out or in between. So you'll forgive me if this doesn't turn out to be a outback joyride through some wombat preserve. No weekend trip up to Mildura and complaining about accommodations. No Saturday ferry ride out to Manly for a swim, a slide and a Mr. Whippy. Because there's a war on St. Kilda, in case you haven't noticed, and it's a real war, with winners, losers, and people who will be left adrift by the wayside. And don't kid yourself, this war's not about land, food, or money. It's about the human race and where we're going. Oh, yes, this is the real thing, and it's the only thing which is going to matter to you today and every day for the rest of eternity. And you've got to be tough. The job demands that you be tough. You'll do and see things that'll make you wish that you'd been born a sea slug, hiding underneath a rock for your entire life. But you can't. You didn't ask for this job. You didn't have any choice. And that's the beauty of it all, isn't it? We all have to face this sooner or later. There's no free ride in this universe, and everyone knows it, whether they can admit it or not. So the next time you whine, bitch, moan, or complain about how long proper procedure seems to take, just count your blessings that it's taken this long, because sooner or later the bill comes due, St. Kilda, and your number's just been called. And depending on what you've done, you'd better be able to pay, because this is a bill you don't want to come up short.
She's not nuts. She's psycho. Holly, if you'll excuse me now, I have to get back to the Southern Hemisphere. Excuse me. Woo-hoo! Down. Get down. Down! 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 Yay! Stop! Stop! Woo!
What? It's an earthquake!
I reckon that's a 5.9 and centered in Idlewild. You're getting off so easy.
Huh?
Look at you, you're not even bleeding.
Oh, sorry.
Looks like a lot of departments coordinated on this one. You should be proud. Clean up this mess.
Sure. Yes, doing work again.
I want you to have 500 of these flyers printed up and distributed in the neighbourhood.
Are you sure? Because this says...
Yes, I'm sure.
Sorry.
Our superiors are coming on Monday, and I want this place to be booming.
Well, this should do it. Enter, parlez-vous. Come on in.
You, like, sent for a messenger?
Yep. We need 500 of these distributed in the neighborhood right away. Hello?
500 of these distributed in the neighborhood right away. Pardon me, but a simple cursory glance at this advertisement reveals a possible typographical or marketing error.
There is no mistake. And now for the coup de grace. Here we go. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello? Anyone there?
This is the operator. No need to shout, ma'am.
I don't know who you people are and I don't know...
Honey, I got news for you. If you can hear me, you are one of us.
Okay. All right. I think I need to make a report.
All set for the visit?
Yes, ma'am.
Flyers distributed?
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, this is gonna make an impression.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on my free lane.
What? What are you talking about?
It says so right here.
Huh?
There it was, right in front of her, no denying it. The flyer said that all lanes were now $0 an hour.
Well, what about the free lane, you silly bitch?
Silly bitch? Silly bitch! Listen to me, Mr. Insania. You had better think twice before
sorry,
you...
Sorry, ma'am. It was our fault, really. It was our mistake, but the management still insists on our normal rate. I mean,
well,
really
you can take this stupid flyer and shove it up
no!
your...
No! You can take this stupid flyer and you can shove it right up your flabby English ass!
No, actually, it's a small town called Broken Hill. It's in the same state, though.
We are from the state of Jalisco. It is very beautiful there. You should come for a visit. Yeah.
You and me, bitch. You and me right now. Inside, outside. It don't matter to me. We're either doing it now or when you're looking.
And this one's of my pet dog.
Oh. Oh, well, that really is something.
You did this to me. You sent out those flyers.
Of course I did. You told me to.
but you purposely left off the price.
You told me to send them as is. What are you going to do? Fire me?
No, but you better be ready for a change of lifestyle when our superiors get here.
We're here, and we've been here the whole time. That flyer, it never actually went out. Okay, listen up, people. Show's over.
Inspector General Baldycoot! What a surprise! I didn't notice you back there.
You didn't notice a lot of people, Lieutenant Violet. But then again, you weren't meant to. Connie?
Wildlife Preservation Officer, North America.
Juvenile Peer Counselor, Central America.
Chief Accountant, Winter Budgeting Office, Northern Hemisphere.
Clown Oversight Cadet, Western United States.
Slip and Fall Annual Review Committee Secretary, The World.
Playground Incident Monitor, Southwestern United States and Baja.
Sickness, Havens and Hardship Relief Panel, Northeast Asia.
Sadness Abatement District Chief, the Inland Empire.
I am so screwed.
Rainbow Placement Squad and Drill Team, State of California.
That poor woman.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.